Stuart Fennigan, my producer, and I always knew that the best way to achieve what we wanted to achieve was to have as much of a control over the shooting environment as we could. One of the things we decided is we would shoot as much of the film in studio as possible. It ended up being all of the film. To help Sam and also to have as much flexibility as we could, we wanted to create an entirely 360 degree environment. So we actually built the moon base in its entirety. And the crew would basically go in the morning at the beginning of the shooting day, we'd close the airlock, and then that's it. We'd be in the base for the rest of the shooting day.
We're very lucky we had a pre-lit set, fully built, so it wasn't difficult to get the kind of hysteria and emotions of being trapped on a small solitary moon base, because we had a massive crew trapped in a solitary moon base at Shepparton for 2 months.
I think having the base all around us had definite benefits and drawbacks. The benefits were that we could very easily sort of come up on the fly with camera positions and use parts of the set for a scene when maybe we were going to be somewhere else originally. So that was fantastic. But then on the drawbacks are that when you have a sort of a four wall set like that, you want to put the camera further back. You're kind of limited because you've got part of set behind you. You want to put the camera up. You're limited because you have a ceiling on top of you. There are certain things you can do sort of creating holes in the set to shoot through, but it really does almost become like a location shoot in some ways, in that you are restricted by the environment that you're in.
I think we all had a great time and had built up quite an affinity for the set in the first 4 weeks, and then started to hate it more and more and more as the shoot went on. And I think I was one of the few at the end sitting there shedding a tear when the set was being ripped down by the construction team.